For Russia's intelligentsia, the literary event of this summer was the publication of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's first major work in a decade. 200 Years Together is a history of the Jews in Russia. The volume published in June is just the first part, covering the years until 1916. Some critics have long seen anti-Western and anti-Semitic undercurrents running through Solzhenitsyn's works. The Nobel laureate, however, calls his new book a search for mutual understanding between Russians and Jews. NPR's Martha Wexler reports from Moscow.
On a weekday afternoon in late August, the Dom Knigi bookshop on Moscow's Novy Arbat Street is filled with customers. Rumpled, middle-aged academics with time to kill, and 20-somethings stocking up on reading. They leaf through the authors who have flooded the post-Soviet scene, Aksyonov, Voynovich, Akunin. The works of 20th-century giant Alexander Solzhenitsyn are represented by a single title, a collection of early short stories. Solzhenitsyn's latest book, 200 Years Together, has sold out, but no one here is looking for it today. A middle-aged man named Mikhail, a self-described man of letters, praises the Gulag Archipelago and Solzhenitsyn's other classics.
Как автор, который открыл впервые, значит, нам правду.
As the author who for the first time revealed the truth to us about the Gulag, Mikhail says, he occupies a worthy place in literature. In times of trouble, says Mikhail, Russia needs prophets. But as for the Jewish question, he says, it's always been a painful topic. And he says it's being artificially inflated. Another middle-aged customer, Maxim, also read Solzhenitsyn's early works.
Мы здесь, а он приехал оттуда и учит нас.
But Maxim explains that he's come to resent Solzhenitsyn for lecturing Russians about how they should live. He's not interested in the new book about the Jews, who are seen in Russia as a separate ethnic group. Solzhenitsyn's wife and chief editor, Natalia Dmitrievna Solzhenitsyn, explains that 200 Years Together grew out of The Red Wheel, her husband's 10-volume historical novel.
He didn't intend to write this book at all. He was writing The Red Wheel. But anyone who is studying the history of the Russian Revolution will inevitably get an enormous amount of material about the role of the Jews, because it was great. Alexander Isaevich realized that if he puts this material into The Red Wheel, he would create the impression that he was blaming the Jews for the Russian Revolution, which he does not.
Expounding on the new book, Natalia Solzhenitsyn asserts that repression and pogroms against Jews in the Tsarist era were the product of Russia's administrative ineptitude.
Because of very bad organization, bureaucracy, stupidity, and clumsiness, a lot of terrible things happened. But it wasn't the aim of the Tsarist government to wipe out a portion of its subjects or make them suffer especially.
In 200 Years Together, Solzhenitsyn puts the plight of the Jews into the wider context of the suffering of Russia's general population. He suggests that Jews were often indifferent to the fate of the Russian homeland, while they exaggerated the extent of their own hardship. Some prominent Jewish critics have taken issue with Solzhenitsyn's research. Tancred Galinpolsky is the publisher of the International Jewish Gazette. He spoke in the lobby of a Moscow hotel.
First of all, I don't think that this is a serious research. You cannot be a researcher by studying two Jewish encyclopedias and six or seven books with articles on Judaism or Jewishness in Russia.
Natalia Solzhenitsyn boasts that 200 Years Together contains 1,600 footnotes, 1,400 of them from Jewish sources. But Galinpolsky describes 200 Years Together as a form of enlightened anti-Semitism, and has this explanation for why Solzhenitsyn wrote the book.
He's being forgotten in Russia. He's no longer the prophet. After he returned from the United States, something happened and people became fairly cold towards him. And I think he needed a subject to draw his attention to himself.
Rabbi Beryl Lazar, one of Russia's two chief rabbis, also finds fault with the sourcing of 200 Years Together. But he sees the book as a positive development.
It's a big achievement today that somebody in his status, somebody with so much authority as he has, that decided to write a book on the Jewish issue. That shows the importance that the Jews have today in the local community, how much of an issue it is, the future of the Jewish people.
Natalia Solzhenitsyn agrees that relations between Russians and Jews are improving. The timing for the publication was good, she says.
Before, Jews often changed their names, and there were a lot of Jewish jokes. It's not like that anymore. Now everything is out in the open. I think right now it's evident the Russian people aren't at all anti-Semitic.
It's too early to tell how many Russians will actually read 200 Years Together. But even if few do, the intelligentsia is hotly debating it. As the author points out, the book has broached a topic that was taboo under the Soviet regime. At age 82 and ailing, Alexander Solzhenitsyn is still asking his countrymen to question the conventional wisdom about their troubled history. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.